with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump says a video message from Democrats to the military is seditious behavior, punishable by death. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president used a social media post to harshly criticize members of Congress who told military officials they shouldn't follow illegal orders. He said such behavior is punishable by death. Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt said, no, the president doesn't believe the lawmakers should be executed.
To suggest and encourage that active duty service members defy the chain of command is a very dangerous thing for sitting members of Congress to do.
Congressional Democrats are outraged, calling the president's threats disgusting and dangerous. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Funeral services were held at the National Cathedral in Washington, D.C. today for former Vice President Dick Cheney. Former President George W. Bush expressed his condolences to the Cheney family with appreciation for the former vice president's firm character.
Dick was a stoical man, and I doubt he left his life with any complaints about the time given to him or its end. He was also a grateful man, grateful above all for three loyal, loving women who shared in his journey. As I quickly discovered in 2000, when you choose one Cheney, you get four. His busy and purposeful life was an adventure they experienced together.
Both Bush and former President Biden attended the service along with four ex-vice presidents, Mike Pence, Al Gore, Dan Quayle, and Kamala Harris. The Trump administration is proposing new oil drilling off the California and Florida coast for the first time in decades. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 386 points, the Nasdaq dropped 486. This is SRN News. The Philadelphia City Council says abortion is a human right. Correspondent Mike Harrington reports.
That body has approved a resolution stating that the right to terminate a pregnancy is universal at the behest of Councilwoman Kendra Brooks. She is also pushing for the city to make a major investment in Planned Parenthood, the largest abortion business in the country and the recipient of millions of tax dollars. At the city council meeting where the abortion resolution was approved, members also criticized pro-life pregnancy centers. Michael Harrington reporting.
The leader of an Eastern European neo-Nazi group has pleaded guilty in New York to trying to recruit others to commit violent attacks against Jews. One plot would have involved dressing up as Santa Claus to hand out poisoned candy to children. Federal prosecutors say they will seek a sentence of up to 18 years for Michael Chikvili, a 22-year-old from the Republic of Georgia. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
U.S. employers added a surprisingly solid 119,000 jobs in September, more than twice what analysts had been expecting. The U.S. trade deficit tumbled by nearly 24% last summer.
The Commerce Department report, coming 7 weeks late because of the government shutdown, shows the gap fell from $78.2 billion in July to $59.6 billion in August.
And Jennifer King reports the deficit grew as the Trump tariffs stifled the flow of imported goods. Here's Alex Viega with the latest on mortgage rates.
Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says the average rate on a 30-year mortgage rose this week to 6.26%. This is the third straight weekly increase after four straight declines. When mortgage rates rise, they reduce home buyer purchasing power. Still, the average rate remains near its lowest level in more than a year.
That is Alex Viega. At the closing bell, the Dow was off 386 points. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.